Let's stay in Washington now, because now that Obamacare repeal has failed in Congress, the president is acting to weaken that law on his own. Thursday, President Trump announced two health care measures that could create big changes to the Affordable Care Act. One was aimed at federal agencies and how they create insurance products, but the second, potentially much more sweeping. The White House also announced plans to scrap cost-sharing subsidies. That's money under the Affordable Care Act designed to lower premiums and help low-income enrollees. Sarah Cliff, the senior policy correspondent at Vox, was here. I asked Sarah what this really means for people's insurance.
So we don't fully know exactly how this will shake out, but a few things are likely. I think one thing that is important to know is that the people getting these subsidies, they will still get that money. Insurance companies are required by law to make sure that they get that money. The thing is, insurance companies will have to essentially eat that loss themselves if they're not getting refunded from the federal government. So a few things could happen. You could see some insurance companies pull out of the marketplaces at the last minute, say, I don't want to take this loss. I was expecting that money. Open enrollment hasn't started quite yet, so I'm out of Obamacare for next year. We haven't seen that happen yet, but it's certainly possible that might happen over the next few days. And you will also likely see some people who don't have subsidies, who don't have some kind of protection from big premium increases, facing some really significant price hikes next year. One of the things we've seen insurance companies doing is raising their premiums, as they've kind of expected Trump was going to end these subsidies. If you have, you know, some kind of financial help from the government, there's a whole other pot of money aside from these cost sharing reduction subsidies. If you have some of that pot of money, you're protected. But if you're someone who earns too much to qualify for that, you could be facing premium increases upwards of 40 or 50% next year.
But that's just a remarkable answer, Sarah Cliff. I mean, policy debates happen in Washington. The debate over repealing Obamacare is years old. I think we get that. But you're talking about real effects on patients, on families that have really nothing to do with this directly, while the president just seeks to undermine a law that's supposed to protect them.
Yeah, there really isn't much of an upside to this decision. It will, the Congressional Budget Office estimates it'll cause about 1 million people to lose coverage. It actually costs the government money to end this subsidy program, which is a little bit weird. Essentially, what happens is you end these subsidies, which go to co-payments and deductibles. Insurance companies jack up their premiums because they're losing this source of funding. And then the subsidies that go toward those premiums, those skyrocket up. So CBO estimates it costs $194 billion over the next decade to end this subsidy program. So fewer people with insurance, higher costs for the government. There really isn't a winner here, unless, you know, it seems like what Trump likes about this policy move is undermining the Affordable Care Act, trying to undo the Obama legacy, and sees this as a way to kind of kickstart Republicans into doing something. Say, hey, this marketplace isn't going to be working very well. You need to pass that replacement plan you promised.
Sarah Cliff, senior policy correspondent at Vox. Thanks, Sarah.
Thank you.
And Sarah Cliff will be with us again next week to talk about sky-high emergency room bills, like the story of the $629 Band-Aid. Sarah takes a look at all that and more in her new podcast called The Impact, and we'll hear all about it Monday on The Takeaway.